HXW Mobile.
KO4 HGX Mobile.
KF4MUF Mobile. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, figured you might be out here already.
I'm enjoying the ride to work.
Good to have some good people to conversate with, though, on the ride.
Good morning to you. Mr. Eric, how are you doing this morning? I'm sorry, Ken. You were in there.
I'd have heard you might have been in one of his bad spots.
I was just saying good morning to him.
What agenda today, Jody?
I was down at the beach. I got a push-up flagpole. It goes 20 feet. I guess I could put a clamp and a ham stick on the top of it.
That's what an infed is.
Time I had it turned down because somebody was doing early check-in while we up.
That's what your infed is. Just up in the air on one end and down to the ground on the other.
It's the only spare ham stick I have right now is a 20 meter. No, I'm sorry, a 12 meter.
I put one of your verticals on it. What you got going on today at work?
Lovely finishing up a swell ditch. We put in a couple pipes last couple days and put some driveways in over it. It's for a laydown yard or equipment yard, you'd say. And we got to make sure the water don't go over on somebody else's property and all that kind of stuff. So just building some elevation, you know, some super elevated roads and finishing up some berms and swells and stuff like that. So it should be a good day as long as it stays dry.
Like there's many clouds in the sky here where I'm at this morning.
Maybe a chance of rain today.
Like Mr. Ken, we ain't going to get much from this thing at all up here.
They said 3 to 5 inches, but yeah, I'm like you, that ain't going to happen. They just said that just in case because they can't predict anything.
The thing I've seen off of it so far is a little bit of wind.
It's supposed to be a little bit blustery today, but shoot, man, it's I'm like you, Patrick. I don't hardly have a cloud in the sky.
Hey, I'm gonna say 7-3. There's a truck parked at the gate. I'm gonna have to get out. And that's, you guys have an awesome day. Be safe, and I'll catch you later. KN4 TFW.
7-3, Ken. Have a great day. KO4 HK.
7-3, Mr. Ken. KO4 MUS.
Plans for the weekend?
Well, I say no. That old boy that I used to work with before I came here to Anderson County, I still do his little 11-meter radios and his dump trucks and stuff for him. And he just ordered 7 radios to put in equipment. So I'll probably start that this weekend.
After that, so you'll be tearing vehicles apart and putting them back together?
Those.
Too bad, then. Have they got enclosed cabs or open cabs?
Closed, you know, AC cabs and everything. I just, he wants me to put them in there so he could talk to the dump trucks when they come in.
Has some kind of communication in there.
I had to do this stuff when I was running a motor grader full time and stuff for that down south there. I put radios and everything, boss's trucks, the loaders, the grader, all that, so we could communicate.
Getting away with using 11 meters for business stuff, that's my question.
Not even business stuff. It's just sitting there just going, hey, I need you over here. Come here. That's about it.
And it's not really supposed to be used for business operations. So that's why I was asking.
It's not. It's just, I just do it. I guess it's just, being able just to say, hey, back up and dump. You know, it ain't like it's holding a business conversation.
And I just didn't know if they would, the FCC would frown upon that.
Business about it? Yeah, probably so. But, you know, 4 watts with a 2-foot antenna ain't going to be but about 100 yards anyway, right?
You're not going too far.
Yeah, stock. I mean, like I say, with a 2-foot antenna, even the dump trucks are that way, just enough to talk to the scales and, you know, stuff like that.
That. Well, Jody, I have arrived at the gate, so I'm going to have to jump out for a few minutes if you're going to be around. If not, have have a great day, and stay safe out there. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
F4MUS.